I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It's a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora is here from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. We should get right to it, Mike. We had some rainfall come across the Midwest and the Corn Belt, I think the Southern Corn Belt, last night. Tell me where it landed, how much, and what we can expect next.
Most of that rain that fell yesterday occurred in a swath from the Delta through parts of Illinois and Wisconsin. That's where the core of heaviest rain occurred over the last 24 hours. As we go forward, we're going to see one of the strongest systems that we've seen in a long time move across the central U.S. More than likely, we're going to see widespread rainfall of 2 to 4 inches across a big chunk of the Corn Belt, with 1 to 3 inches surrounding that in portions of the central and southern plains and also in the Delta. Probably the number one concern we have is that after seeing 1 to 2 inches of rain in parts of Illinois and the Delta last night, there could be a swath here of 4 to 6 inches of rain from Missouri into parts of Illinois over the next 5 days, lasting through about Monday. If all this comes to fruition as we expect, it will be unusually wet across a very large area by early next week.
That'll be making next week later very important, especially if there are third and fourth waves of rainfall that come through.
Well, on the plus side, even though we do have some waves that will move through the region next week, most of those will be moisture starved. So we don't think there will be a lot of heavy rainfall next week, but we do need to caution that it will be cool. Temperatures, unlike what we've seen lately, will be much cooler than normal going forward. So we're going to have a showery pattern next week, but not heavy rain, and it will be a bit cool. The one caveat to this whole setup for next week regards what happens around Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We know that there will be a system of significance that will move through the eastern Corn Belt and the Delta. The only question at this point is whether or not it will tap into some deeper humidity off to the south and then generate another round of significant rainfall. And by that, we mean 0.5 inch to 1.5 inches. At this point, we would say the chance for that is moderate. We would not put it at low and not put it at high, but that is probably the number one thing that people will be watching next week.
And do you have a forecast for the second full week of May?
Well, starting about May 7th and 8th, there will be some type of weather system out in the western U.S. There's a number of uncertainties with this system simply because it's so far out into the future. Now, there's a number of possibilities that could happen here, but the most likely one, unfortunately, is for that system to move on to the east. If it does that, as we expect, then we'll start to see rain redevelop in about 10 days from now, further to the west, this time centering more in the plains and into the western Corn Belt, then potentially expanding further to the east. So by the time you put all of this together, you're going to see a lot of rain, more than likely, as we go over the next 2 weeks. Now, there will be some planting next week, especially as you move to the west and north from Illinois, especially once you get into the Dakotas, assuming temperatures are okay. But again, that's kind of that area where the rainfall shows up first once we get into the May 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th time period.
Hey, thanks, Mike, so much for being with us today.
You're welcome, Todd. Talk to you next week.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.